Hello and welcome to the C64 Takeaway, episode 21.
Hi everyone.
As I said, it's the C64 Takeaway, episode 21, Commodore 64 remixes and original Sid sounds. I'm your host, Ian Lund Thompson, spreading the Commodore love from a very snowy Copenhagen, Denmark. Whether you're a new listener or you tuned in before, welcome aboard. If you're listening to this podcast straight off the show website, please consider subscribing to get future episodes delivered automatically to your headphones. Won't cost you anything or even demand your email address. Here at the C64 Takeaway, there really is such a thing as a free lunch. On today's show, it's another metal special. This means loads of screaming vocals, growling guitars, drums, and plenty of drive, and exclusive airplay of a tune from the Metal Maestros that's been so long in the making that people have probably forgotten all about it, but now they are back. This is the Takeaway's second journey down the metal road. The first one was back on episode 3, and if that one didn't scare potential listeners away, this one will try even harder, kicking it off with Sid Peasley's take on Enigma Force. Sid Peasley, back to back. You just heard Flimbo's Quest, and before that, it was, of course, as I mentioned, Enigma Force. Excuse me, I still have a bit of a cold, so I may sound a bit nasal today, but bear with me. Right, in the news this week, the remixer of the year 2005 winners were announced on a special show on Slay Radio on January 15th. This was very nice indeed, especially for the winners, of course, as 2005 turned out to be the year of the Mackie. Mackie took the awards for Remix of the Year, as well as Best Veteran and Most Innovative Remix for Artura. And Artura also won the the Best Remix 2005. That was tied with Romeo Knight's Speedball, which you'll, incidentally, which you'll be hearing later on today's show, as that one fits very nicely into the metal category. Best newcomer was, of course, Visa Ruster. Thanks also to the 29 people who voted for me as Radio Personality of the Year, although it was no match for Slay Radio's DJ Boz, who took the prize with a massive 110 votes. But still, less than, well, not less than, about half a year after I start doing these podcasts, I managed to sneak myself way up on fourth place on that category. So I'm very happy. Congratulations, of course, to all the winners and runners-up. And you can, of course, see the full list of results at remix64.com. Next up, there's a video bootleg for the Copenhagen Retro Concert now available for download. The bootleg was shot by Ken Valdane, also known as Trace. I've played a few of his tracks earlier on. And this bootleg video features live performances from Visa Ruster, Rob Hubbard, Mark Knight, Stuck in the 80s, Press Play on Tape, and even a small bit of Jerome Tell's DJ set afterwards. This is 71 minutes of camcorder footage, so while the quality of it might not be the best you can get, it certainly gives you a nice feel for what the concert was like. And if you were there, like me, it's a very nice trip back in time, pun intended there. This weighs in at 630 megabytes. You can get the video at c64hq.com. It's in the audio/video section. Next up, the Tim Follin Arrangement Project. Track selections have now are now open. This is an initiative started by one of the guys over on O'Clock Remix, otremix.org. To do a tribute arrangement project for Tim Follin, who relatively recently announced that he would no longer compose video game music. So far, Mackie has volunteered for Quicks, Romeo Knight has signed up for Bionic Commando Subtune 5, and X-Forms for the Gowls and Ghosts Subtune 8. And almost finally, penultimate news for tonight, the C64 Orchestra. Rob Hubbard and Jeroen Tell will be arranging a performance of their classic tunes for a 12-piece orchestra, the Ricciotti Ensemble, in the Netherlands sometime later this year. Time and venue and etc. have yet to be announced. And last in the news today, the Sit-In magazine number 9 has been released. This is a little fanzine that's available in electronic form in PDF and open office formats. It covers news in Sit-related applications, hardware and competitions, interviews, features, etc. Issue 9 contains comments and source code from the 10 entries in the TinySit competition, and by TinySit, we mean SIDs weighing in at 256 bytes or less, and that's actually including the application code to get the tune playing. It's not just the tune data. You can find those there, the complete source code, comments, introductions, and there's also a feature on the Catweasel Mark IV sound card. Be warned, this magazine is very technical reading, but I'll certainly be looking at some of those source code for those sets. That should be interesting reading. Right, next up, more music, more metal music. This next one is X-Forms Druid 2, Epic Darkness, originally as said by David Hanlon back in 1987. Bit Crusher there, Maniac Mansion, Meteorated. Before that, you heard X-Form's Druid 2, Epic Darkness. Right, time for some feedback. New Frapper pins since last show from Thomas in Los Banos, California. Says, love the music, 6581 rules. James R. Curry adds a pin in Austin, Texas. As does Kyle Aaron, excuse me if I'm butchering your name, in Bonn in Germany. Ole Gunnar Zweit in Grimstal, that's in Norway, says Geek Love songs have never been better. Tony in Adelaide in Australia says, thanks for the show, doing a great job. Try doing a show based on a year or game style, etc. Well, thanks, Tony. I'll stick that one on the to-do list. Timo Pananen in Finland says to keep up the good work as well. Jax writes in via the Remix 64 site, says, loving the podcast. It's a bit weird getting used to hearing someone actually talking about the scene, but it's actually kind of cool hearing a bit of background, as it adds personality, without meaning to sound rude or cheeky. Ooh. It has a bit of a happy amateur enthusiast feel about it. Like I said, I'm not meaning to be rude. It just means that you come across as the kind of guy I chat with in a pub over a beer and a game of pool. If only pub jukeboxes had 64 remixes on them. Keep up the excellent work. Looking forward to show 20, says Jax in the UK. Well, Jax, I don't play pool, but I'll certainly take you up for that beer. And as for pub jukeboxes having Commodore 64 remixes, I remember that at the Slave Radio Gathering last summer, we burned out a couple of remixes to some CDs and actually brought them to a pub and got them to play it. And that was brilliant. So we actually had beers and games of pool listening to stuff like Jeroen de Breybaart and other favourites. So that was pretty excellent. Also from the UK, Kai says, hi there, just wanted to say that your show is great and gives me something to look forward to as I listen to it on my way to work. I also want to thank you for playing the Comic Bakery remix back in episode 13. Man, that tune rocks. And all the music you play in general. Plus, your English is 100 times better than my Danish. I've introduced many of my friends to your show, some that know about the C64 and some that don't. Let's convert you all to Commodore 64 music, one person at a time. Keep up the good work, and I look forward to your next show. Kai, if you like Comic Bakery, you might want to stay tuned for the next show, as I just came across an old Comic Bakery favourite of mine that I'll be playing in a future show. Right, next up, another X-Forms tune. This is Blood Valley. It's The Journey. Now, I asked Dimmingnut from X-Forms if he could, if he wanted to record a little intro for this tune, and he said, well, I could, but my throat is really sore, so my speaking abilities aren't really good. Aren't really up to par at the moment. So, he could barely speak at all, actually. True rock and roll style, and when you hear the vocals on this next track, you'll probably understand why this guy occasionally loses his voice. This is X-Forms, Blood Valley. It's The Journey. We'll be right back. X-Forms Blood Valley. It's The Journey.
Right.
Next up, we've got Romeo Knight's Speedball featuring Padman. This is the one that tied up with Arturo for Best Remix 2005. Crank your amp up to 11 for this tribute to metal pioneer and former Pantera member Dimebag Darrell, who was shot dead while performing at a Damage Plan concert on December 8th, 2004. Featuring Padman. Right, time for to wrap up this second metal special. The show site is of course at www.slayradio.org/podcast. That's slayradio.org/podcast, where you can of course find the show notes and links to everything featured on today's show. Email to podcast@slayradio.org, and don't forget to add your pushpin to the Frapper map. Also, don't forget to show your appreciation for this show over on podcastalley.com. Right, you might recognize the style in the background, or you may not, because this one is actually a bit different than the other ones. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about Machine Supremacy. A few years ago, they released two medleys called Sidology Episode 1 and Sidology Episode 3, and everyone was saying, where's Sidology Episode 2? And here it is. It's a very, very, very nice mix between the soft and the harder rock. I will see you guys next time. Take care. Stay subscribed. Bye-bye.